Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18+.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18+.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
We have the best bits of conversation in the 30 seconds before we go live.
And it's so dangerous.
Thankfully.
It's so dangerous.
We live at the edge.
Is this thing on? Let's hope it wasn't.
These mics are on when we don't want them to be and off when we want them to be.
Typical.
All right.
Yeah, I'm all right, mate. You good?
I'm all right.
Being around him's calmed me down today.
Really?
Yeah. What?
Being around you's calmed me down.
What, because I'm fuming?
Yeah, it does. When I'm around someone that's fuming, it doesn't make me angry. It makes me a little bit more philosophical. Because I'm with you. I get
I'm
it,
not
but
angry,
I'm a little bit like...
I'm just disappointed today.
I've seen it's been getting to you, hasn't it? So.
You know when you forget and then you sit there and you think, oh, what am I angry about? And then you remember.
Yeah.
Oh. Do you know why you're angry? Because you had expectation.
Hope kills you, brother.
Well, yeah, I had expectation for my midfielder to complete a pass yesterday.
Silly me.
Silly me.
Pipe dreams, that. Eh? What convinced you for that one? I thought that was going to happen.
It's proper sad, man. Boys, tell me I'm not alone here. Because that was a depressing performance.
Do you know what the worst thing about yesterday was? I was on the watch along with Andy. And Andy Tate was like, we'll never win anything with Somley and Fred. And I was like, we will. We can win a trophy with him. And then that happened.
So he was saying that before.
Yeah.
Because that was the title of his video, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was before the game. And I was like, we won't win the league with him, but I could see us winning the FA Cup or the Europa with him. Like, trying to, you know, be a bit balanced now. He's like, we won't win anything with them. Not good enough. I was like, no, they are.
Then he looks at you like that.
And then I felt like, yeah.
He looks at you and he goes.
Yeah, he was like looking at me. And he kept sort of dropping subtle hints about what he'd said.
I
told you so. What did I tell you? And I was like.
He turned it to me.
Yeah.
Told you lot.
And I was like, yeah, you lot. And I couldn't even argue because I was like Fred did that and then McTominay did that as well. I was like, yeah.
But Dean Henderson's lucky Fred and McTominay had a stinky.
Yeah, you were saying this before, weren't you?
What was the first goal again?
The first goal was the Iheanacho.
Okay, that's not his fault.
I'm not blaming.
That's not his fault. Yeah. Second goal, partially.
The second one.
Matic should have closed him down.
When
he could have got to that.
I think I'm honest with you, Michael. I think you'd be a bit hard on him now.
And the third goal he could have saved.
He could have come out for.
But he probably expects McTominay to head it, which I'll give him.
I mean, to be fair, Iheanacho is 5'7" or something. He's only small.
He's not that small.
He's smaller than me, and I'm 5'10" and it's 5'11".
You know how tall Luke Shaw is?
6 foot.
Is Iheanacho, unless he's grown since I'm sorry.
Kelechi.
What was he? I was 8.
He was when I interviewed him once. He was smaller than me, but that was about 4 years ago. So
he also sat down, Jay?
He might have been. It was. He's 6'1", so he is a bit taller.
Joe, do you want to get busier on the old change of the cameras here? I'm going to be honest. It's piss poor.
But you do know Joe was supposed to be on the show.
Yeah.
The only reason he's not on the show is because he's dying.
Yeah.
Oh, what's up with him?
He's not well.
He's not. So we've got half dead Joe on the buttons. So if I'm talking and you see a white face later, just know it's because Joe's dead.
Well, we all got to go eventually. Can't wait for my turn.
Don't say stuff like that. It's depressing, man. See, I get scared of death.
Yeah.
Bro, it shits me up.
Hey, you're going to die.
Bro, it shits me up.
You know you're going to die.
You know when you're sleeping and you can't sleep and then you think, wonder what happens when you die? And then, oh my God, you fucked it, mate.
It might not even happen. It doesn't happen to everyone, man. Hey, you might be one of the lucky ones.
Yeah. Say inshallah, do everything touch wood. You got
fingers
everyone
crossed, you'll be one of the lucky ones.
You're going to die.
You don't
just because you've been to war, stop dragging us all down to your depressing level.
It's not depressing, it's real.
It's not real.
You're still here, you've been to war.
I know.
It's out for everyone.
Oh, I just wish I wasn't.
You know what I mean?
Nobody else is there, though.
I can't wait to die.
Don't this is saving it. Like I thought we were depressed. We were talking about Fred.
I can't. Wait,
somebody when you die, can talking I change, about mortality.
Can I change your channel, YouTube channel, to Adam McCullough Reacts channel?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, sound.
Can we do a tribute video too?
No.
Oh, come on. Tribute
video. We'll do like, remember them dicks when they did a Munich tribute to Star Wars? We'll do one of him. Star Wars. Do you remember that? That was bad. That was bad. That people use like know who you are. I can sock your mother for that.
Fred. Well, I've not spoke to you. He's not stopped telling me all day about how angry he is.
I'm
not
just
really
looking
heard from
forward
you
to
today.
Lying, Jay. Permanent.
Stop saying that, man.
Why?
Right. Forget about that for a minute. Just answer me the question.
Oh, because he's more interested.
Right, yeah.
And more livening.
Yes. Has Fred got to go? Has he got to go?
He doesn't need to go. He doesn't need to be starting week in, week out.
Yeah.
There's a difference in that. And to be fair, when... What Fred's uses it for is Fred is at his best when we're under the cosh.
Yeah.
And I think some of his best performances have come at the likes of like playing against City and stuff.
Yeah, I agree with that. I thought the Etihad last season in particular is very good.
Yeah, you know, and you can wring the guy's shirt out afterwards because that's what he does. But let's be real about who and what he is.
Yeah.
He isn't quality on the ball.
No.
He isn't a goal threat at all.
He's the opposite of that.
Yeah. There's good and bad things about him, but the thing is, the problem with us accepting him in the first team, you're accepting mediocrity in terms of how you're going to handle the ball through the middle. And if you had, I'm totally wet for Sal Niguez.
You don't mention it.
Oh, no, I keep it on the low. I don't really mention it too much.
Maybe post it on socials
but
one day.
What he would offer us is someone with the not just the ability, but the balls to play an incisive pass into the forwards and cut out one of the steps to expedite how fast we get the ball forward. Quality on the ball is what Manchester United like. You see it when Donny's played sometimes, you see it when Paul Pogba's played, but McTominay and Fred, more so Fred than McTominay. McTominay's a little better than him, but like he's still not playing some of those balls. He's done a ping out occasionally to the opposite wing and people start wanking themselves stupid about that. That's not what Paul Scholes did. There's levels to this game.
Yeah.
And this is the problem is that United are accepting of squad players in first team player shirts. It's the same issue we've had with right wing for, honestly, when was the last time you knew we had a right winger? When? What a joke. David the fact that you're just sitting there kind of going...
Valencia, Kinchelskis.
But when was Valencia as a proper right winger? 2015?
Turned into a right back, didn't he?
Yeah, yeah.
So that was 5 or 6 years ago. That's not acceptable for a club that calls itself the biggest club in the world. You don't even have a full fucking 11. Mm. Like, we're accepting of patchwork. We're accepting of tape it up and see if it can carry on. We're not going out there and allowing this team to do the best it can do by setting it up to be successful. We dropped Bruno Fernandes yesterday and everyone loses their fucking minds. We should be able to drop him. We should be able to rest him. The guys needed a rest for how long? We get Donny van der Beek back and we go, right, you can have a rest. And everyone's like, why the fuck are you resting our best player? You can't, right?
Yeah.
There's times that Ollie could have done better with that. Ollie could have definitely rested earlier in the season. He could have rotated earlier in the season. There was times and opportunities where the likes of Galbraith could have even been given half an hour.
Dave Pritt's been banging that drum for a long time.
Give him half an hour because then you know. And right or wrong, you know. Right. Did it work? No. Yes. Yeah. Right. Either way, you know the answer. Whereas now you're looking at, can we bring him in against Chelsea or something? Like you're asking, can he come in a big game? You could have played him against Sociedad with zero repercussions. There's
it's
games
like the Bruno
where we've
thing,
had this.
Bro. He rested Bruno for Portugal. He literally rested Bruno to be fresher on his international break.
Yeah.
And he played him against Sociedad when we were 4-0
up. The Sociedad thing just baffled. I struggled to defend that one. Sort of got it. When I saw that team yesterday, I'll be honest with you, and I've always been a bit like, what's Van de Beek about? What's all this hype about? Because people lose their minds when they don't get picked. And I haven't seen enough of him. I haven't seen enough of him. So I'm like, all right, this kid must have something. And he didn't offer anything yesterday. I mean, he sort of got lost in the flood of shite that we had. That is like, he almost went unnoticed, but he wasn't very good. Do you know what I mean? But everyone was focusing on Fred and to a lesser degree, Maguire and McTominay and players like that.
The mad thing is, our midfield don't start for them. And I say midfield knowing Pogba started on the left wing almost.
Right.
McTominay and Fred don't start for Leicester. Are you fucking crazy?
You wouldn't have McTominay. You'd have Ndidi and Tielemans.
Into our team with his cock out.
We walked through it, didn't he?
Carter 101 says Andy is right. Fred and Scott are not good enough. Peter Kelly with the super chat says disappointing yesterday, never turned up, but fully focused on getting second and winning the Europa League now. He also says congratulations to me. Thank you very much. On that point, the Europa League has been knocked out of the FA Cup. Made you less confident about that because of the manner?
No.
Okay. I'm with him. I think that Ollie now knows, obviously, the Europa's his only chance of silverware.
With that comes pressure, though.
Yeah, it comes pressure, it does, and I get that. And Joe made a good point in saying that maybe this team is has a bit of a sort of nervousness to it when it gets to the last stages of Cups because it keeps happening. But I still fancy us for that. I do. And I think that Ollie might have thought, all right, I've got the FA Cup, I've got the league, I've got obviously picked into that, and I've got the Europa. Now it's like Europa or bust in terms of silverware.
Hang on. Like, this semi-final thing's getting blown out of all proportion. We folded for the Chelsea game. Let's have it right. We folded for that Chelsea game.
Yeah, but we had a weakened team as well. We all love Gallo and all that sort of stuff, but he's not a player that's going
to
trouble.
But that came down to Ollie's rotations.
All right, sorry, I thought you meant we crumbled.
But that came down to Ollie's rotations and his squad management. Yeah. And last season, I gave him, you know, more leeway because our squad wasn't that good last year. This year, you got less reason, bro.
Look at the three. I don't know if you do have less reason on it, but either way, look at the three semi-finals. The City game, City absolutely terrorised us in the first half of the first leg, and that was the tie over. We actually beat them in the second leg. Then you had Chelsea, which we folded our cards for and didn't even try to win. Then you had Sevilla, which we should have won. We were the better team.
But then you had City this season as well in the semis, and we didn't turn up.
Correct.
Do you know what I mean? So there's obviously something there.
But you can't say it's the same thing in all of
this. No, admit it. It's not all one thing.
No, there's all different reasons, but there's a regular theme here. We're getting to that point and going out. And the more that you allow it to become a thing, the more it will become a thing.
Yeah.
We go through against Leicester.
I mean, it can change.
We get Southampton.
You know, Jurgen Klopp had it. I know we hate to talk about Scousers, but he had it for six finals. Do you know what I mean? And like everyone's like, he cannot win a final. And eventually he does. And he wins the big one. Do you know what I mean? Unfortunately. But there is a bit of a thing now where it's like, it keeps happening. It's great you're getting...
But it becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy, doesn't it?
It's great that you're able to beat certain teams and get to the last stage of Cups, but it is a worry that we just can't seem to push on that little bit. For a multitude of reasons, you're right, because like you're right, the Chelsea game, as soon as we started dropping players, you knew we were in trouble for that one, the semi-final. And also, people don't want to wear this, and I'll get pelts for it, I don't care. Rudiger should have gone. He took Mason out. It's a red card all day long. Yeah. I don't know how he didn't.
And the semi-final against City last year, we beat him at it.
Yeah, and also we and lost Fred that in half an hour, didn't we?
Fred took a fucking free kick.
Don't, mate. Seriously. Don't. Bro. We might have stood there.
But this is the thing, everyone.
The second best free
like
kick taker behind David
16,
Beckham
boys.
In Premier League history. I know it wasn't the Premier League, but you get what I'm saying. And Fred steps up. And I don't mind him
standing
in the ball.
Why do people go on like he's 16? He's 28 years old.
I know.
He's 20. He came to this team. Everyone was going, oh, he's going to go City. That tells me he must be someone that can pass a ball to someone on his team.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Like, what? What?
Unless City do it for Bantz, like, because he was in for Sanchez as
well. Yeah, we want Sanchez. Do you? What?
So you might go, ooh.
Don't tell anyone. Don't tell anyone, but we really want Sanchez. What you do, right?
So you might pay up rapid, and then they're like, yeah.
Don't tell anyone. We want this guy called Fred.
Pep Guardiola was in.
Because supposedly, unless it's just pure paper top.
Left a fake track.
Supposedly they want Maguire, they wanted Fred, and they wanted Sanchez. That's a bit of a coincidence, isn't it?
Nee. Have we been had?
We might have been had.
Christopher Singh with a super chat says,
stop it again.
Well, he's unsure whether Fred would get into Paddock's team. I'd say yeah.
Don't set him off and think that. Because now he'll make an argument.
Steve's probably as clueless as Ali when it comes
to that's harsh.
I'm going to win a fucking cup this year.
At least We'll have something to celebrate. Prince Vargi says we brought Fred only because he has red in his name.
Nice.
Kimani says, I've been wondering for a while since I found this channel, how old are the mains on the channel? I swore Stephen was in his early 30s.
Early?
37.
Got away with that one, hadn't you?
37?
As fuck.
Wow.
Feel it like.
I knew how old he was. Man. I just waited to see.
How old are you?
That's not important. Go on, move on.
I'm 23, by the way.
Yeah, I used to be.
Okay, we've got some defence of Fred now.
Go on, then. Let's be balanced.
That I've lost.
Hey.
One sec, here it is. I don't think Fred alone is to blame. It's from Abdullah, by the way. Thank you, Abdullah. He says, no doubt he was bad yesterday, but we have to look at some of the other players who are also very limited in ability. And then we also had another one, which come from NLC. We won't win a title with Fred and McFred and Matic starting. Been a big fan of Fred this season, but squad player at best. Exposed in a run of games. He can't pass, can't shoot. And that's usually one of your main jobs.
It is a bit of a theme, though, with Fred, isn't it? Like, we had it in the Champions League, where all those mitigating circumstances, there's a part of you that thinks it's stupid go to ground when you're on a yellow. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. And you get sent off. And I know,
and
like, people
blame
Ollie.
It wasn't even a fucking foul.
Yeah. But it's still a little bit like, come on. And then, like you saying, I know it's not only the free kick, but just like, I mean, brainless, you know, last minute at the Etihad, you never ever scored a free kick for United, but I'm taking this one. And then yesterday, it's just like, come on, just need to step up a bit more in these games.
But it's like everyone encourages his fucking stupidity.
Even Ollie was like laughing at it.
Bro, I don't understand this, bro.
I can get laughing if it's like 3-0 up and that.
Like, if I was filming a video over there and you and Steve were sat here laughing at me, it'd be the last video I ever made.
Yeah.
Because I'd think, what the fuck's all that?
It's like we're having
that tape holder.
But like, do you get what I mean?
Yeah, I was a little bit like,
and it weren't Phil Jones scoring at Villa Park laughing at Phil Jones laugh.
It was a bit like
this was one of your creative midfielders having a shot and you fucking out. You're only 10 yards away this time.
That was, you know, it is bad, man.
He's not Brazilian. Like, me and Joe did a thing today called things more Brazilian than Fred. You got anything?
Concrete.
Eccles cakes.
There you go. Watch Eiffel PR Tower. For more of that. Yeah, he did. He said Ronaldo Brown.
See the way the guy plays.
Can't just buy 10 players a window for the time being? Fred definitely has a place in the team. That being said, you're
depressing
not going to
see starting
him.
Is that
James?
I do not trust this management. So, like, as I was sort of alluding to before, we needed a right winger for 6 years. We ain't got a right winger. Like, there's probably 5 first team players needed, and you still need to be buying backups because the likes of Jesse are probably going to be moved on. Phil Jones are probably going to be moved on. I say that, but he survived more windows than fucking cockroaches have, right? So I don't know how you end up moving Phil Jones on and to where. Who the fuck gave him a contract renewal?
So it stinks. And apparently there's deal
the fucking Bay Area.
Yeah.
Is it,
but Phil Jones, sign as much as you want. You fucking.
Like, I don't trust. Like, there's gonna be people moved on. Like, probably like Jesse. Probably like Matt. Or probably like Phil Jones. And then you need to replace them. You're not gonna. You can't tell me Palestri is gonna pick up the slack for Matt. It's not gonna work like that.
No.
And they're not getting us a right winger as well. They're gonna say, here's your Ahmad Diallo.
Yeah.
Fucking
of
have
so
fun, lads.
I worry about how you're gonna bring in 4 because we need at least. You could probably make an argument for like 6, if not more, that need to be replaced. But if we got 2 first team players, first choice first team players in the window, I'd be surprised. Mm. Let alone 3 or 4 or 5, which might be needed. Because that just didn't, like, they took a fucking loan out to pay bills. Do you think we've got money to buy?
Sounds like us.
Bad boy transfers. No transfers happening, though, is there?
There is no transfers, believe
that's
me.
True.
Someone else said, and it's a good point that I like to reiterate. I hate this. They say, I hate this whole McFred thing. It's unfair on Scott. It's actually true, isn't it?
I wouldn't say Scott.
Because he's not a 50 million Brazilian.
And also, Scott, all right, he's not having a fantastic season, but he scored 8 goals this season. He's played his part. Do you know what I mean? And there's an element, he's 24. There's an element of he's got another level to go. Well, with Fred, this is all you're going to get.
Joe is still alive.
Yeah.
Joe's still alive.
I heard him laughing there. But with Fred, what did you say? He's 28.
28 years old, bruv.
He's not like, he's
reached
the ceiling.
People talk about him like he's... This is what I don't understand,
been
man.
When did we sign him? 27?
He was
we
Joel.
Signed him because he thought he could pass a move. And now we're playing him and we're like, he's still learning how
no
to
John
pass
Barnes,
a move. Oh, my God. Let's move on from this because I feel like I'm just attacking one of our own, right, which I am, but I don't want to be. Kia D'Souza says, thinking of recent games, imagine we had a Kessié or an Ndidi. We'd see the best of Pogba and Bruno having one proper lockdown number six.
So many positions need a first choice player. That's Nate, what you got to do. You've got to improve your first 11. Teams get better by eliminating the weak links in their 11. That's literally how you get better. It's not necessarily by getting a better, like, superstar player that's miles better than everybody. Just eliminate your weakness every single time. United have got too many weaknesses to eliminate.
Mm. We'll talk about Eric Bailly next. I want to get Jay's thoughts on that, but we'll do a few more Super Chats while I've got them. Nate says, I'm not Ollie out, but if he doesn't win the Europa League and finishes third or fourth, is it time for a new manager? Yesterday, he feels, came down to coaching. And remember, he said he's not Ollie out, right, so he's just...
It's a fair conversation. I think you can have that conversation.
But why is it like, you got that wrong, you need to be sacked?
No, no.
But he's not
no,
saying
No, no, he's
that.
Not. He's saying like, end of the season, you know, if we do you think that there's going to be a change? No. I don't think there will be.
No, there won't be
I think
change.
As long as we make Champions League, however we make that, he will keep his
Carl
job.
Carl says, the quality of Fred is exposed when the likes of Galatasaray want him, not Madrid, not Juve. He's simply not
That's good
enough.
Point. That is a good point.
And Siddharth says, we will never win any silverware if we have the likes of Lindelof, Fred, McTominay, Marshall, Dan James having to be in our best 11.
It's a good point. Marshall was an empty shirt yesterday.
To be honest, we could have had an empty box. We wouldn't have created it.
There was, I mean...
That's what I mean. Like, because when Cavani played the other day, I agree with Marshall had a shit season.
But
when Cavani played the other day, I can't remember what game it was. But I remember we created nothing for him. And it's like... Put Erling Haaland in there if you want. We're not creating nothing for no one. If your midfield can't get the ball through to the final third, we're fucked.
There was one point yesterday where I think it was Van der Beek played Martial in. And it was a mixture of both. Martial runs into like a load of people, but there's no one around him. And Van der Beek gave it and just stood there.
He gets in his head too much as well. He makes a run. No one will
pass.
He's
not playing well enough.
The next
and neither of the players around him. So it's a shit combination.
We take too many touches and too much passing and too slow moving it forward through the middle that... By the time it does get to a striker, they go, oh, they're going to pass it him in a minute. Let's just go and mark him.
Yeah.
And then he's got 3-4 people around him. And
But it's just the same for Mace. It's the same for all of them. Like, I feel sorry
for
him.
It worries me
minute.
More with Mason because he's a young lad. And it's like, a lot's been expected. He's been playing a lot of games. He's getting, you know, marked heavily. But he did well. That was the only sort
Here's
of bright spot yesterday, him getting a goal because he's not scored for a little while.
Here's an interesting point, and it could kind of... There is evidence in this last season. When he was playing Andreas, James, and then when he had the alternatives, he didn't play him.
Yeah, there's someone who's Abin Abbas
said, Ollie has to encourage whatever players he has. It feels like he is managing squad politics in selections and subs, at least till he can move some out.
Definitely. Like, Doug, Andreas Pereira, as soon as he had Fred, was like, anyway, off you fuck.
Well, Bruno, innit?
Bruno.
Sorry, yeah. Bruno just got Fred in my head. As soon as he had Bruno, Andreas Pereira
Wish
was
I had him in midfield.
Gonskis. Yeah. So I'm pretty certain... Any of the players that he can do that with, he will do that with. But like we said, there's no right winger. There's, you know, and people going, let's just get Varane. Let's just win the fucking Euro Millions this weekend, shall we? Pay the rent with it. Like, do you know what I mean? It's just nuts to think that that's the sort of signing we're going to get. We're not getting Ben Godfrey from Everton. Like, Varane, I don't think so. Like, I honestly couldn't. And I mentioned it on the transfer review, which is the most depressing transfer show in the history of the world.
Because you're brutally honest. You're going,
well, I'll just say it. Are we signing him?
No.
Do you know why? Because we're not. Like, I don't know how United get out of this. And I honestly, genuinely think that United's media department loves us being in the chase. I think they touch themselves to the speculation.
They're just thick, though. United.
They remind me of companies that we're well aware of.
Yeah.
That
yes.
Judge up the numbers to sell them to sponsors when the numbers are fake as fuck. Right. And we all know companies like that. Happy 60 millionaire, my arse.
Exactly. Eric Bailly, Adam McCullough. We love him, don't we?
We do.
Eh? Talk of him not being happy.
He's
fucking
mental,
a new
it?
Contract that he's been offered. He's
Look,
only to help move him on.
In Ollie's defence, although he hasn't got much of one with this, he's hardly fit.
No, that's not Ollie's fault.
No, like, I mean, that's what I mean.
Yeah, no, you're right. Like,
We and also, what if he has identified another centre half?
Yeah.
And this is how he's letting Eric Bailly know, I'm buying someone new. There's no room for you.
Yeah.
So I don't think you can necessarily flip out and go, why is he not going to deal? Because we've got loads of fucking injury-prone players.
Is it even that? Or is it that he's been offered a deal that he thinks is going to help him move on, I think?
What, is it a pay-as-you-play?
Fair's new Manchester United deal only offered to command a bigger transfer fee in the summer. I mean, well, how's that work? Okay.
I think this is part of the negotiations. But it does annoy me that we... Look, I know Eric Bailly, he needs to earn his contract. We're kind of fed up with this, you know, giving Smalling contracts, giving Jones contracts, giving every Tom, Dick and Harry a contract. Joke. He has to earn his contract. But at the same time, this season it's been clear he's our best defender when he's fit.
Yeah.
He has been fit for most of the season.
It's just frustrating because that time we had that dalliance with the top.
It was because of him?
Yeah. And you thought, if this is going to happen, we need Pogba to stay fit, we need Bailly to stay fit, and we need other players to chip in, mainly Bruno and Rashford at the time.
No
and
one was
all
fit.
Just went to pot.
Nobody was
fit. Yeah, Pogba's out for a little while, Bailly's out, we stopped scoring the way we were, it was just a disaster.
Who made us?
And then also, City win every game, which doesn't help.
I just had a thought. Don't mention it, but do you remember what I came in and said this morning about who was missing?
You say so many things that I can't...
You weren't here. He was
here. Fair enough.
Do you remember?
What, from yesterday?
No, I walked in and said, there's a developing story, someone is...
Oh, yeah, you did,
wonder
yeah,
if
yeah.
if it's been found.
I forgot about that. Has it? Find out. Bizarre.
I'll text you.
Yeah, okay. Bizarre. Bizarre and worrying. Troubling.
It's depressing, isn't it?
It is, but...
We can't tell, baby.
One question, though, right?
Yeah, we can.
On that, though.
If he's got another one...
On that, though, Michael, what do you do with him, then, if he's not... He's not fit. You know, do you keep him? Just keep him around because when he is fit, he's good? Or do you feel like...
No, but he has been fit this season. If he can stay fit, and again, it's the... Because I feel there's been times when he's been fit this season and we've started Lindelof ahead of him anyway. He's better than Lindelof.
There was a Scousers game where it was 0-0 where everyone thought... Everyone, I remember the outrage and was like, what is Eric Bailly doing on the bench? Why is Victor Lindelof starting? And to be fair, we got a clean sheet, so it wasn't the defence's fault we didn't get a result that day. But... I think part of me thinks, is that Ollie saying, right, I can't play him every 3 days, so I'm going to play him every other game because we've had a game, as we well know, every 3 days we've had a game this season. So he's like, right, I'll give him a rest and bring him in for the next one. But, I mean, yeah, you're looking there. I think, is that Eric Bailly? We've got Eric Bailly's injury record there and the amount of days he's missed since he came in 2017. And it's just the frequency of it. It's not the fact that there's loads of long-term injuries. It's just the frequently little things
but
that
this season,
add up.
We look at that this season. Well, this year, he's missed...
We look at it from December
20
there.
Days? 25 yeah. days?
December is 9 days. I think January 2, February 2.
No, 44 days.
For where? Oh, sorry. I'm looking at the wrong finger.
Oh, sorry, I was games looking at this year.
Yeah, but I'm looking at the games. January. Sorry. I'm looking at the games. He missed 9 games then at the end of the year.
He's missed 6 games.
So that's a chunk, isn't it?
In 2021.
Yeah. And it's the fact of when it's your centre-back, you need... Centre backs to be playing regularly,
and you don't know how many times he's been on the bench and like couldn't do 90s, that's why he's on the bench.
Yeah, and it's like it's not like he's a winger or somebody you bring in, a striker who comes in, misses a few games, scores a load of goals, misses a few games, comes back in. You need that partnership to develop. And I like Maguire and Bailly, I think that is a perfect foil for each other. It works, but how many times have we had it this season? About 10 times in total, it's just not enough.
Francis says, why is Bailly not being happy an issue? The guy tackles himself every time he's fit. His inability to stay fit means we should move him on. Why give Ali a new contract when he's not a sought-after manager? Why not wait out and see what happens, says Connor?
Because you need the stability of the club.
But again,
how do you know he's not a sought-after manager?
I would wait until the end of the season.
Fucking clubs and I probably would. But Neil Warnock's had more clubs than Tiger Woods. These shit managers keep getting hired constantly. Alan Pardew. When was the last time he was good?
When he was dancing, man.
Oh, yeah, do you remember?
Do you know what I mean? How many gigs has he had?
Regretted that, didn't he?
Like, I hate that argument because sometimes it doesn't matter. And it literally doesn't matter if Ollie left today, what club would be in for him? Probably loads, for starters. And two, it doesn't fucking matter. If he's right for us, he's right for us. Simple.
Sadly,
who gives a shit?
James says, sadly, this is the level the squad's at. And thank you for all your super chats, Dave. If I've missed any, I really do apologise. Squad needs more quality, rather 1-2 quality transfers than 4 subpar players. And it's alluding to what you were saying earlier. We need first choice
players.
You've
got to improve the first 11.
Which, to be fair, over the last
we didn't even do that in the window.
No.
Really? Mm. Everyone got on the Cavani bus, and I did myself. But
to be fair, we all thought Tellez would replace Shaw.
Yeah, but he
we all did. Tellez is sauce as fuck, by the way.
But he didn't. And
what, you mean he's not replaced?
No,
he's dodgy as fuck.
And
that's what I mean.
Van der Beek even was he going to replace Bruno or Pogba, which is...
I don't trust that, no. Telles.
You know, and also Cavani. Okay, he got a run of games because Martial's form deserted him, but was he really brought
if
in to replace
Cavani? If you look at our window last
Cavani,
year, it was
Martial,
awful,
no,
bro.
Of course it was. And we tried to sell ourselves, and you know.
We signed Cavani, who was on a free from fucking June.
And we signed him late, didn't we?
Yeah,
so he
and then
even
got
play.
Quarantined.
Yeah, oh, missed no, the Newcastle no, game.
Fucking
honestly,
Judy did it.
Honestly, we are run. We are run.
We are a banner, aren't we?
Like
we're just
a fucking pirate ship. It honestly, is. It's mental.
Hard as fuck, he gets the red six.
No singing on a Monday.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Christ.
Right. And I'm not, you know, Diallo might end up being a club legend, but he's a long-term signing. He's not going to go straight into the team, despite
I got
some
a feeling
people may.
That's why we're not getting Sancho, because yeah. He's going to go.
Not only that, no. Right? Hey, not only did we sign you, Ahmad, we also signed you someone not as good as Ahmad as well.
Now, draw a midfielder. Well, you can't have your first choice, you yeah. Cunt.
We signed you Van der Beek. I don't need Van der Beek.
He did. Ali definitely never sanctioned that.
Do you reckon?
I reckon.
Well, the way he's acting, he's acting like he's like...
He was on a list after Grealish and all them. And then Edward went, had a call from Van der Sar. Van der Sar yeah. Said, this still can happen in one day. And he went, oh.
Yes. I'll
here's me looking
that.
Good. Boom. That's what happened. Aditya Gautam says, I think a DM and a striker should be the most important thing for the summer. With Ahmad, the club have let us believe the future is bright. He's not ready yet. I think a DM and a winger, most important.
We need a
if
DM.
Cavani stays.
We need a DM. Seriously, but
I don't know
who's coming. I know your mate is available, potentially.
Who?
From Atletico.
Oh, so?
Yeah, Niguez, but I don't know if that's happening. Declan Rice, I don't think that's happening.
You have your ass handed to you.
Yeah, I know. I'm just saying, like, there's
so
not an abundance
be,
of...
Is Aguero on a free, and actually he's not got access to the doctors in Barcelona anymore, so he's fucked. It is Jesse Lingard, who was dead good at West Ham on loan. And Mengi's just come back on loan from... Merry Christmas, lads.
Has Jesse got a path back to the United team? If he carries on the way he's carried... If he ends the season with, like, 10 goals for West Ham...
I say why.
Does he have...
Jesse Lingard is a starting player in the Premier League.
Yeah.
He's not for Man United.
Clearly okay.
Clearly
that's why he will play.
And
ball.
You know we all love Jesse, but I get where you're coming from because... Jesse,
I wanted
wasn't
to be,
that player.
Because then we can
anymore.
Holler him and say, Jess, we're coming down for the game.
Come to the chipper.
No. We want him to go somewhere dead warm that we can go visit him.
Yeah, Miami.
Into Miami.
Go on, Jess.
What's that? Just David Beckham's
Miami.
Joining us as well in yes. Our box.
What's that? They don't pay as much as West Ham. We don't care,
don't worry
Jess.
About it. It's Miami.
Think of all the...
And something Phil Neville. Don't worry about him. David Beckham.
Imagine
I
that
forgot
you,
he was there.
You signed for Miami, think you're going to meet David Beckham.
Yeah,
there,
Phil
and
Neville rocks up.
You don't see him once, so you just see Phil Neville.
Slander.
How many jobs would he have if he didn't have mates?
Phil Neville? None.
He'd have jobs.
He'd have
loads
not in football.
Right, go on. He got the United job because he was mates with Moyes.
Yeah.
And he had a United connection.
He got the England women's job for banner. Someone suggested it as a joke and I went, actually, why not?
Will you do it?
Yeah.
I've heard mental stories about Phil Neville. I know someone that
what
stayed at
what
Old Town Football.
He got the job at Valencia because his mate, his brother got a job there.
His mate owned it.
Yeah,
which Peter always
Lim,
helps. Yeah.
Who owns Sofa.
Yeah. And then now he's got the Inter Miami job because Beckham owns it and doesn't really.
Someone commented, Sonny in it, Phil. Remember that video?
Which one? Oh, yeah.
Race Rashford and Neymar. Sonny in it, Neymar. Fuck's sake, Rash.
All right, fans, he's well good, by the way.
Ross Murphy
right.
Is saying, well done to me. Thank you, Ross. Subscribe
yes, well done, Adam McCall.
Abhinav says, right. Pundits are not managers for a reason. Understanding power dynamics is a thing. Ali can't take decisions like Fergie right now. Rude, golden boot. I think he's alluding to the story you said. Like, Ali can't do things like that. Not in a position to.
Jesus, yeah.
Charlie Baza wants a book suggestion on coaching from you, please.
Rennie's is good. Really enjoying that.
Merlinstein.
Rennie's are great for your indigestion.
Rennie's new book's good. I don't really read that many books on coaching, to be honest.
I knew they were all for pictures.
You've got about 42 in your office.
No, they're not all coaching, though. Coaching's
are they videos?
No, they're all... There's stuff on analysis and there's stuff on different things, but not on specifically coaching.
Stuff on...
Rennie's
one's
good.
Stuff on AIM.
What?
Me Tune channel says, congrats on 100K. Wasn't long ago you were rapping down the park in Birmingham. Listen, bruv, them geezers are not from Birmingham, bro.
What's that?
Excuse me.
What are you
me.
On about?
Eck.
What do you mean? Why are you looking at me like
that? So Joel got this video of some clowns playing, singing in the park in Birmingham, and this geezer here goes 0121 B29 or some shit. They're from Birmingham Uni, bruv. They're not from Birmingham.
Right.
So why are people saying they're from Birmingham?
Which one's you?
Yeah.
The one with the mask on, as you can tell.
One's got a Tottenham shirt.
Mate, what is that?
They sing.
It looks like some sort basically of comedy
when Spurs beat Liverpool not long ago, these like did a track in the park.
Right.
And it's called You Just Got Caned. You can listen to it later. But I hate Joel. And I hate everyone who suggests they're from Birmingham.
All right.
Ross Murphy's in the house. Someone's called you Stefan here, which I'm sure you won't be happy about. But Shaz has said, what's on five today? Or who's on five today?
Well, me, Rio Ferdinand from
ITV.
From being on Italian, that.
Yeah.
Remember that game show he did? He's like a young.
From You Got Murked.
Oh, like yeah. Rio Ferdinand that? From You Got Murked.
Yeah, that was mint. That game show. Well,
pranking England.
Yeah, I love
in the
that,
car park underneath Deansgate.
Yeah.
And Joel Bayer from Cheekspot.
So there you go.
Decent, that.
It's the usual gang today. No guests.
And I told Rio Harry Kane shouldn't be playing for England. Well, which all of these
he should though, shouldn't
he? By the way,
yeah,
he's defo fishing.
He should. He like, let's not be silly, right? Harry Kane should be playing for England.
There is a reason, and it was because I think that England and Southgate should go with a very particular style of play.
Barcelona style
of
play.
Not a Barcelona style of play.
Hey, don't care.
Guardiola. Yeah. Right, no, not literally not that style of play.
Okay,
because
that's good.
I think they come up against Spain and Germany and France and
teams
and
that can actually play like that.
Ras clarted.
Yeah.
Crazed Monkey's got a good task for us.
Task? Like Challenge Annika?
So yeah, rank on. Fred, Matic, Scott, the double pivot out of them, whoever you want to be. Rank them in the Premier League. He's like, Fulham have it better than us with Anguissa and Lamina. Villa have a better two than us. Everton,
this is
Leicester,
the problem.
Who else did I see the other day?
All of them.
Good.
Loads of
listen,
them.
Like, do you
Spurs
know what I mean?
Though.
Wolves.
Actually, and Dembele walks into our team.
That's what I mean. We were doing this the other day on a watch along.
Leeds might not be far off.
Like,
yeah, Calvin Phillips starts for us.
Take Calvin Phillips over Fred.
You've got to go way down the bottom. You've got to go way down the bottom before you get in. Like,
well, City's definitely better than ours. Leicester's definitely better than ours. Chelsea have Kante, so that's better than ours.
Yeah. West Ham with Suárez and Rice, definitely better than ours. Tottenham, yes.
We're not connected to Popper in this, obviously.
Liverpool, right? If you, it's like, let's say it was Fabinho and Thiago, yes.
Yes.
Everton, yes. Arsenal. Arsenal's a bit.
If they got Xhaka and
Arsenal, I would nominate Fred for Xhaka and them.
No.
Villa, yes. Leeds, yes. Palace, no. Wolves, yes.
Arsenal got Pike. That's a great point. Right,
yeah, but that's
Lisa
it.
Joe.
Xhaka.
Yeah, but I'd swap
off.
Fred, McTominay, and Matic for
Pike. Would you take? Yeah, exactly. Would you take? would you swap? Would you swap with them?
Yeah. Go on, no,
just send them all. I'm just
fuck off.
Apart from Scott McTominay.
Yeah, we like Scott.
Southampton's not bad either. To be fair.
If they got that,
Ward-Prowse. Ward-Prowse.
Oh, yeah, Romeo. Yeah.
Ward-Prowse. What, why are you laughing at?
Because it's a nice name.
Ward what?
Pros. Hey, like that band.
Everyone's like, pros is like.
Shut up, you Johnson.
Anyway. Yeah, pros.
No.
Yeah. That, my cousin's in that band.
Brighton.
Is it?
Yeah. Me and shout out to Lee Royal, my cousin.
Me and Chris used to always use their music.
Yeah, yeah.
My Newcastle, no. Fulham,
guitarist,
no.
Didn't
I? West Brom. Who the fuck they
no, play? Let's not be silly now.
Romain Sawyers would play for us.
And Sheffield United.
No.
Shout out, Romain. Sheffield United.
So it's grim, though, the fact that we've gone down the Premier League and basically
it,
17
it's only
teams have got
to get
a better,
to the relegation
better
zone,
defensive midfield
going,
unit than we have. That is absolutely shocking.
That was the most depressing super chat that's ever been sent into us. Cheers, Crazed Monkey.
He's got a point, though. To
he has got
to, be fair to the lad.
Alan is better than Fred, someone else has put as well, which I agree with. Ruben Neves would be great signing to someone else.
Literally, you could go, right, you can only shop in the bottom half of the league. Go. Sound. I am retooling this team tonight.
Hmm. Who made with a question that's off topic, but it could be on topic depending on your answer. Indigestion there.
You need a runner.
Harry Kane, he's got to leave Spurs. Do you think so?
I don't think he will.
I don't think he will because I don't think anyone's going to pay what Levy would want for him.
And I think Harry Kane's sort of settled.
Ornstein said 120 this weekend.
Is that happening?
Was he selling him, is it?
120 mil.
Is anyone coming in for that, though?
Who the fuck's got 120 mil?
Yeah,
he's been
he's
no fans
going
there
for
long.
It. There's only City.
Chelsea. He would score
Poch and PSG
a lot of goals at City. I don't think
Poch, does he go? Does he go Paris?
Mate, he can barely speak English.
Is he that type of guy? French. Do you know what I mean?
I think City because he'll still want to get the PL record. So maybe. I think he'll end up at City.
And they could
City don't pay over 100 million for players.
You would for Harry Kane.
Maybe.
Wouldn't you?
I don't know.
I don't know what. All right, financial fair play was a load of bollocks and it doesn't exist, does it? So maybe. Who knows?
Is that a Pep signing though? Does Pep want Kane?
Who the fuck knows? Because his signings have been well in.
I don't know if he does.
Pep Aguero seems to like Spurs. Kane at City next season.
I'll tell you, that's
a hard sell for
Aguero,
isn't it?
All day long, bro.
Trying to get him to go to Spurs.
Come to death row, bro.
With Mourinho.
I know.
Mourinho won't be there next year. We got a yellow super chat.
Yes.
Shrivam Bala says, hope you lads are doing well. Disappointing yesterday, rather. Who do you lads reckon could be striking options? Disregarding the obvious Haaland, Kane, Ronaldo. Can't think of any other top strikers that can do a job.
We'll start because we're not going to get any of them.
Well,
we might get Ronaldo, except that he'll bankrupt us and be shy.
The trouble is, I mean, there's a thing on there. City are interested in Danny Ings.
Honestly,
that's a lot.
That's a wind up.
I believe that is a short, if that's true, short-term gap while Haaland's still doing another season at Dortmund.
I mean, who is that we could get? Do you know what I mean? Like, Calvert-Lewin at Everton, great player, scoring goals, type of striker.
I could see him playing for City
but
as well.
We ain't going to get him. All the players he's mentioned that Steve just said there, Haaland, Kane, we ain't going to get. So who is there out there? Who's a striker that we can actually get?
I'd love Calvert-Lewin. Not a prayer are you going to Everton and giving them any sort of money that they're going to accept.
No, this isn't like...
They're going to ask for 70 million for him, which I don't think is the right valuation for him. But that's what they can ask for as a Premier League club because they've just gone, no, go fuck yourself.
No.
Carl says the incompetence of this board makes me have low expectations every transfer window. We still haven't replaced Keane, Ronaldo or Tevez. Kwame says, feels awful to have lost that game, but believe in the process, progress, and trust the process. This is Louis van Gaal, isn't it? But Fred should be on the list to leave this summer. Aaron says, look at what we've spent on Mata. It's a good point, this, to be fair. Our recruitment's been fucking awful. When you look at Leicester, shit. This isn't in his comment, by the way. Let me start again. Aaron's comment is, look at what we've spent on Mata, Di Maria, Bailly, Mickey, Pogba, Alexis, Lukaku, Matic, Fred, Maguire, Wan-Bissaka, Bruno, etc. Glazers do spend, but who recruits? Well, the Glazers spend, but as soon as they think, fuck me, we haven't got Champions League, that's when they spend.
That, and also, and it's the way they decide who they get to spend it on. So, Rio's mentioned, didn't he, that he represents Ben Godfrey. He mentioned that he was offered to United when he was at Norwich for 12 mil.
To be fair, right, just to play devil's advocate, Earl, I don't remember many people talking or something on this channel. I must have missed it about Ben Godfrey.
They were. And
Max Aarons was one.
And Aarons and Cantwell were
but
both.
I didn't really
hear
a lot about a lot. Ben Godfrey, if I'm being brutal.
Rio said he went very, very, very strong on him to Ollie.
And Ollie was just not having it.
He didn't
but
say,
the thing is,
he
these
said,
people
he
have.
He said he went very strong on him to Ollie.
They have. Obviously, he's a very good player, but if someone he has an interest in getting him the best move in it as well. So how much does that come into it?
But you got to think, though, they trade on reputation for that.
If you
recommend me one player, I go, all right. And then he's shit. Guess me never coming back to you ever again.
And I suppose, I get that. And maybe, I don't know. Maybe Ollie's looking at it going,
he said
is
Ancelotti
he better
spoke
than what I've got?
Him, and he went, he said, Ancelotti phoned him and asked him about him. And he was like, honestly, he's the bollocks. He's this, that, and the other. And he was like, sound. And then he said he spoke to him not long after when he saw him. And he was like, you was absolutely.
He's having a good season, Ben Godfrey. I know Everton fans are raving about him. But I get where you're coming from because 12 million is a snip. But also, some players.
How much
just,
would he be now?
And also, some players are better at other teams. Like Michael Keane was good for Everton for a spell. I know he's not anymore. But he wasn't a United player. Do you know what I mean? And we all wanted him to be, didn't we? We were all like, oh, you know, loved him as a kid and that. But it just wasn't happening for him. So. You don't know. I mean, again, because you look at it, go 12 million. You know, as we've missed the trick there. But you just don't
but
know how that panned out. Would
that pan out for sanction signings like Godfrey at 12 million because he doesn't move shirts and he doesn't move numbers.
Probably with our board.
And if that's the case,
or Instagram,
that's
followers.
A fucking piss take.
I know, mate. We're just the shambles. We're shambles, aren't we?
We are We are a business that doesn't put the primary function of our business first,
no.
Which is, like I've said it a few times, I said it on Transfer Review, if you want engagement and you want retweets, here's our 21st title.
Yeah,
we'll break the bastard internet.
Look at
score a last minute winner in the Champions League. Break the fucking internet.
Look at the Scousers, right? And it pains me to say this, but they spent money, but they're getting that back because all the money they're bringing in. You know, when they go, when they're on the tour of America and all that, they push the boat out. They're trying to engage with the fans. United don't do that. Do you know what I mean? United take it for granted. They take the fans for granted. Take the club for granted. It's just a fucking mess.
Shurim says he thinks Godfrey's a solid centre-back, got some great attributes, and he likes Fofana as well.
Who was it he was raving about? Fofana? Was it Gary Neville the other day? Someone was raving about him. Saying
someone else commented on McTominay. Yeah, I hate when McTominay and Fred are linked in together as well, because one of them never cost 50 million. One of them isn't Brazilian. One of them come through the academy. And one of them can actually make a pass sometimes.
Scott McTominay is not the problem. He's not the problem at United.
Yeah, he's not. But they get linked together as McFred, don't they? Because they start most games together. Olivier says, would you give Garner a shot at CDM role?
I don't think he's ready yet.
Looks like the real
deal. He's doing well at Forest, but
yeah, levels to this game, like we've been saying.
There are levels to
this
game.
Think next season he comes into the squad?
No, I would give him another 38, 40 game season.
Because he's had a disjointed one this year, hasn't he?
Big time. So a loads of them have. I mean, Dylan Levitt's in fucking Croatia.
Because he went to Charlton and Lee Bowyer left, didn't he?
Yeah.
Was he at Charlton? Yeah, I think he was Charlton.
Yeah, because I thought that was a good move for him.
It's just games. It's games. I spoke to Lad. He's on his loan.
Oh, has he got any pick-up or knock?
His shoulder, yeah. He said he's seen managers. I mean, this is cool, isn't it, in one sense. He's seen managers going, fucking get a grip of him. Because he's just dancing through people. And he goes, I'm getting twatted. And I said, good. It'll toughen you up. I said, if you think with the VAR in the Prem,
yeah,
you come into the Prem, you start dancing into the box like you're doing there, penalty-tastic.
Of course. Let's have it. 100%, mate.
I was like, you'll learn a lot here. And that's what I said, that's what it's all about. Go on loan and learn.
How serious is he? Because that's the main thing we learned, isn't it? Bill is his fitness, isn't
he? I think he's all right. He said he's all right.
So. I think it's the way he's growing as well.
Do you reckon?
As you grow, you do get weird knots.
Yeah, he's jacked as well.
Steve says, time to pull the class of 21 out, lads. Possibly. We have come to that time of the show where we do our Wallys of the Week.
Well remembered, mate. Yours do.
I think mine goes without saying. Rhymes with dead.
You've got Tourette's with it, yeah.
Rhymes with red.
Been saying it every half an hour.
Rhymes with bed.
Just shouting it out.
Rhymes with shed.
Throwing things about.
Rhymes with Ted. Rhymes with...
All right, Eminem.
Father Ted.
Dead.
Lad.
Dead.
Dead.
That's like Indian accented tit. Dead.
Yeah, anyway.
That's my Wally of the Week.
Right. Rhymes so yours shit. Is McTominay.
Fred.
Go on then. Who's yours, Mr. Come Stephen Elson? All right, we'll come back to you. I'm trying to think who I can say.
Ollie.
Jermaine Jenas.
Just cause.
Good one.
Just cause.
And you know what? I didn't even have the comments on yesterday, but I just saw everyone was losing the mind. And he does me edit anyway.
Couldn't even hear him yesterday.
Couldn't even hear him, but even so. Because I just can't be bothered. You know what? I can't bother. You've said Fred.
I can't
be bothered with dissecting the Leicester game anymore. So I'll just go with an easy option.
Oh, Jamie O'Hara.
Who is he? What's he doing nowadays?
Oh,
Niall said rhymes with dread.
Good.
He decided to do a phone-in show on Talk Sport. Would you rather be Harry Kane or John O'Shea? Trying to besmirch the good name of the 14 fucking trophies. Talking like John O'Shea.
Why John O'Shea though? Why him?
Exactly. Because he's like, he thought that was an easy jab because John O'Shea must have been shit, but look at all what he won for United. I think he's trying to say, would you rather be like the big fish in a tiny pond and not win anything, or like just the state of this with John O'Shea. Excuse me, my friend. John O'Shea played 393 games for Manchester United, right? In a lot of those seasons, he played like 33, 34 games in the league. That means he was first choice in a team that was winning everything. So fuck you, Jamie O'Hara.
Yeah, fuck you.
Do you know what we should do?
14 fucking trophies.
That's who my Wally of the Week is as well.
Would you rather be one of the Spice Heads sat on a park covered in urine?
One of the Spice Heads on TalkSport?
Like yeah.
Jamie O'Hara.
Or would you rather be Jamie O'Hara?
Well, I literally tweeted, you need to ask a better question. Who the fuck wants to be Jamie O'Hara?
Exactly.
Like, And I was like, what has he actually even done? I think he's won like a fucking...
No, he hasn't won anything, has he, surely?
He won a Coca-Cola Cup with Spurs once.
Really?
And I think he's also won a playoff with like an Evo stick team.
Jesus wept. I couldn't, like, I vaguely remember him playing for Spurs. I don't even know where else he played.
I don't think he's played 100 games.
To be fair, though, like, this is the thing, yo. We're doing it, and we're guilty of it, because they say outrageous things. I don't listen to it, but whenever I see it on my timeline, it's always like, talk sport. It always seems to be like...
Right, but I'm not ignoring it, Jay.
Yeah, you know
I'm
what I mean?
I'm saying, like, fuck him and fuck you.
Ryan Giggs was rubbish.
I'm not
going to
lie.
Nonsense.
I love Goldstein and Cundy on the sports bar. They are my boys.
Yeah. Now that, I like
I'll get stuck in on their show. I'll do that show.
Yeah, but...
If they tried to get me to sit next to Jamie O'Hara or jump on his show, I'd probably
he's the fuck yourself. The guy that used to own Palace.
Simon Jordan.
He's always saying some nonsense.
Today
as well.
He was talking about, so check this out. Yeah, they were talking about the Rangers thing where the geese got racially abused.
I don't even want to.
Go on, tell me, because I don't know.
He tried to play silly beggars with it. Like, oh, well, actually, I don't know why everyone's complaining about this. Like, we don't know if he really did do it. And like, it's like, you're always innocent before guilty.
Do you know what I mean?
Which is true.
Yeah, but Macca,
fuck off.
Do you know, like, if you wake up in the morning and there's snow outside your house, you know it's snow tonight, don't you?
We have to check and find out, Jay. I have to watch the cameras.
Do you know what I mean?
I'll have to ask Simon Jordan.
All them people that heard it and he lost his mind is just making it up out of it. Fuck off.
Mm. Apparently got twatted at the stadium, didn't he?
That's unfortunate.
The Sparta player.
Oh, yeah, they got filled in. That was good, that.
Very interesting.
That's how it should be dealt with, innit?
Wasn't it very interesting to see?
View races, everyone step back and fill his geezer.
Wasn't it funny how Steven Gerrard was like, listen, just got to fucking believe what he said. You know, can't defend that.
What's that?
I know you I tweeted. It's about time Steven Gerrard has done this after what happened with Everett. And then I deleted it.
Why?
And you know why?
Shitbag.
You know why?
Go on.
Because I believe people can learn from their mistakes.
Yeah.
And I believe people can change.
And I think he just sat on that side of the fence because it suited him.
And I know that is probably the most likely case.
Yeah.
But when someone's doing the right thing, I'm not going to bring up...
Has he ever
actually,
apologized?
In the past, you did the wrong thing.
Fucking character.
Do you know what
did.
I mean? Because I think that's a bit...
Like,
it's a bit uncalled.
You see when John Ennison got interviewed by Anton Ferdinand? When Anton Ferdinand did his racing documentary. Jordan Henderson said, I was wrong, but I was a new player at the club and, you know, I was a kid and I wish I hadn't have just said, no, I'm not wearing that T-shirt. And he said, I regret that. And I got it. I felt for him. I thought, you know what? He was like 21. All the older players were like,
Fergie
wearing
proper
these.
Went for Rio over it because he was like, Rio, I'm not wearing a kick it out shirt.
Yeah, I remember that.
And Fergie was like, to the kit man, you fucking go and make him wear it. Yeah. And Rio was like, not wearing it.
I didn't agree with Fergie for that either.
Yeah, but didn't Fergie that like? Admit,
Fergie did back down.
Back down.
He said it wasn't my place.
Wasn't my place, and he got where Rio was coming from, which is fair enough because it can't have been easy for Rio to say to Fergie, no.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Well, see, I get where you're coming from, Macca, where people can learn, but Gerrard was so silent over all that, and he was the
captain.
It's true.
He's still been fucking silent over it. Like, even when Carragher spoke about it.
Nah, it's true. I hear what you're saying, but at the same time, I believe people can change. And even if he's changed because, it's my team. Then hopefully that's made him think, bruv, about what
he did. All we need is everyone to know someone who's been racially abused that they like, and then everyone will be all right.
Shirin Bala says,
I think there's that much racial abuse going on. We're about a
fortnight
away from
exactly. Yeah, that's probably happened.
Gabriel Fofana will surely cost us at least 70 million, which is frustrating at least. Also,
you can't sign anyone from the Prem. Everyone's minted.
Also, thoughts on the news regarding the possibility of Rice for Lingard. What I hate about this whole thing is
that's not news.
When we hear Lingard linked to West Ham, it's 15 million. And when we hear Rice linked to United, it's 150 million.
Yeah. Fuck. Which one's got like a goal and assist a game?
Big Tony says, would love a Paddock merch. Jay Gardner gnome. We need them.
We'll make that happen.
Abdullah says, can we just say the best thing about the match was the watch along? What is the best way to support the channel? You can click the join button to become a member.
Or you can send us like a briefcase full of used 20s.
You can do that. Or you could go on stretfordpaddock.bigcartel.com. And you could buy a T-shirt, join a membership, or just carry on doing what you're doing, sending in super chats, sending in comments, liking our videos, and sharing them. You just being here watching is supporting, brother.
We got something good coming up on the members' video as well. Is it the haircut video coming up?
Yes.
Like you're copying Sidemen and that.
What Sidemen?
Sidemen did haircuts.
I'm not copying someone I've never heard of. Do our own thing.
Jay's
side men.
Jay's 40 as fuck.
Side men.
Watching the side.
You're just making things up now. Side men. Oh yeah, I'm copying the side men because I'm
Jay
12.
Got 570,000 subscribers and now he's stunted on the side men over here. Who the fuck are the Sidemen?
I'm only joking. I love her. Like, they've been cutting people's hair.
Like Mike and Johnny and Keith.
Are you cutting? Are you cutting his hair?
No,
it's Joe Smith.
Joe's cutting.
He's not cutting his own hair off, though. He's cutting it off.
Can we give Joe an undercut?
I don't know, man. I've been trying to get him to do this. I don't think he can. Yeah. He's an RSA wrap up now. That's enough of that. But no, we've got a good members video with Joe Smith and someone else. He's cutting. Joe's cutting their hair.
And the final super chat of the day is Connor Brady. He says, John O'Shea nearly played in every position for Man United, even in goal.
John O'Shea's showreel is mint. Not Megan Figo.
Yeah.
Going in goal and keeping a clean sheet at White Hart Lane.
Awesome. Who wants to be John O'Shea?
Anfield.
Anfield, last minute winner in front of the cop.
Told you, kissed him on the mouth.
Remember that goal against Copenhagen? Where he jumped up for a header and then his leg went like that and he flicked
it. That's what I mean. The guy's a legend.
And he's won how many fucking titles?
Exactly.
Shitloads of them.
Fuck off, Jamie.
But you got to say, he had one pass in his locker. A hook down the line.
And the worst time.
Some people didn't have that. So who gives a fuck?
That was his only pass. You go, go on. Go on, Shay. He's a little 5 yarder inside. Fuck that, lads. Turn it over, hooking it down the line. Shazy. Hey. Shazy on one side, hooking it. Wes Brown trophies. On the other side, smashing 14 into
14 trophies. You tell me, how many players are above him from other clubs? What? About none? From other clubs, there's not many, is there?
No.
How much do we need to raise in Super Chats to cut Joe's hair, a few of them are saying?
Oh, but 3-4 mil, something like that. We'll do it for that.
50 grand, 50 there you
grand,
go.
Joe
50
says,
grand.
I was going deep, but...
He went in at 4 mil and you went in at...
Yeah, on
grand.
This video he just said, though, he had a caveat.
Which is ending now.
Yeah, so if we can get 50k in the next 7 seconds, we'll do it.
Imagine one super chat for like 49,999.
And it was like, I said 50, thank you.
There you go.
Not bad.
Guys, thank you very much for tuning in today. Make sure you're keeping it locked. Was it Abdullah who asked earlier? It was. You can support the channel by joining and becoming a member. Checking out the merch. We've got new merch as well over stretfordpaddock.bigcartel.com or briefcases.
Ask me for the address. I'll tell you
to the PO box. And yeah, thank you very much to Jay for joining us today. Make sure you find his channel as well, Scotty and Marty. Have you done one of them recently?
The lads did one last night. It was James Young, Scotty, and someone else, Ian, a lad.
James Young!
James Young's joined the fray,
you
mate.
Got James Young on!
Mate, I love James Young, mate.
You political bastards.
I know, man.
They've stolen James Young off us.
Mate, sorry. We couldn't help it.
I want Scotty on the brew.
I'll go for
make it happen.
He won't leave his house because he's got loads of children.
Tit.
I know, but we'll get him on. Don't worry.
Does he live with Tracy Beaker?
We're uploading like right now on 5. Oh. And me and Rio have an argument.
Oh, about time he stopped being his...
Fuck off.
Bezzy and start arguing. Well done, Adam McCullough TV as well, 100K.
Yeah, subscribe. Just put a video up about Bayi crying about that. Subscribe to Stretford Paddock. The link is in the button's below us. And for now, we're done. There's no matches this week, but we have got loads of stuff coming up for you. We're going to have a little debate. We're going to have loads
Your
of little
show's
things
on
coming
it, you and Joe?
Max House starts this week as well. Premier League piss takes out later, which is good.
But we all need cheering up.
We do. We didn't cover the FA Cup games either.
God, that's what I like to wear. Good lad.
Fuck the cup.
Aye, exactly.
See you later.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.